Okay, here with Sarah Agnew, sophomore sand volleyball player from Georgia State. How's season gone overall for the team?
It's been great. It's been really fun watching everyone grow throughout the season. There's been a lot of improvement across the board, and there's been a few things that we've really focused on right from the beginning in our off season, and it's been really fun watching everybody improve on those things and really become strong in those areas that we've focused on all year.
The team, I believe, right now is currently 7th in the nation, which is highest ranking in program history. What have been some of the key differences from this year as opposed to previous seasons for the team to have such a high mark this year?
I think a lot of it has to do with how bad we want it. We're a lot older this year, so we started as a very young program, and as everybody's matured, that's come with a lot of mental strength and just a lot of drive to get to nationals and get to that end goal that we're all going for. So it's been really, really fun just working with everybody together, and it feels like a unit this year. It's everybody's so connected and so supportive, and it's huge to have your teammates on the sideline cheering for you and just to know that they're there.
We're here right now at the weekend tournament that Georgia State itself is hosting. Discuss the growth of sand volleyball in Atlanta and the support you've received within the community. And has that grown since you've had such a good mark this year?
Absolutely. It's been really cool. This tournament particularly, because our stands have been packed, and there have been a lot of people that have been coming out from the community, and indoor volleyball has a big tournament this weekend in Atlanta. It's a big qualifier, and so there's a lot of indoor girls that have made a point to come out and watch sand volleyball and see what it's about, and it's just so fun to help grow the sport, because that's the culture of sand volleyball. It's just how quickly can we grow it, and it has grown so fast, and especially in Atlanta, it's kind of been a hotbed for sand volleyball, and I think that with the success of the team, that's helped a lot, but really the support from the community has helped us as well, because we know that so many people are backing us.
Discuss your path here to Georgia State and your experience with sand volleyball prior to coming here.
So I'm from Texas, and surprisingly, Texas is one of the biggest states for sand volleyball. So I was lucky enough to have a club that opened up with a sand volleyball program right by my house, and kind of got into it as a side sport, and was focusing on another sport at the time. But
which sport was that?
It was track. So I was really into track, yeah. And I loved that. But as soon as I started sand volleyball, the tryouts, actually, I felt like I was going to pass out at the tryout. It was so hard. And at that point, I knew it was the sport for me. So that kind of hooked me. And then I started to get a little bit more competitive with it, and looked at some schools and knew Georgia State was where I wanted to be.
Did you play indoor volleyball while you were in high school?
I played my first 2 years of high school. I never really excelled at indoor. I was a shorter player who was determined to be a hitter.
Okay.
So I wasn't setting myself up for success in that sense. But when I came out to the sand game, it was a lot different. I could focus on that, just being a smaller, more agile player rather than the big, powerful hitter.
And discuss the difficulties, not the difficulties, but the differences with the indoor game with 6 players on one side, as well as sand volleyball, where you're playing on different surface, and there's only 2 of you on that side.
The difference is huge. The biggest thing for me, I think, is the mental component of it, because with indoor, you have subs, and if something's not going well, you kind of have, it's not a comfort, but you know that somebody else from your team can go in and get the job done. And in sand, it's so different, because it's you and your partner, and that's it. And it's a really cool thing, because you get to figure out how to respond to your partner, what your partner needs when they're down, and then you kind of figure out what you need from your partner when you're down. So it's a much more self-driven game, which is really cool, and you kind of have to figure out how to pick yourself up out of a rut, and it's really, really neat in that sense.
And lastly, I know a team is really gunning for a spot in nationals, but what would that mean for the program to make it to that level and be able to compete with the best in the country?
That would be huge. We have been working for nationals since the inaugural year for this program, and we came so close last year and came up short, and that was absolutely heartbreaking, and that was absolutely just fuel for our fire this year. And to be able to get there would just be, it would feel like such an accomplishment, but we know that it doesn't stop there. It's not just getting to nationals, it's performing at nationals, and it's more upsets at nationals, because we've had a few upsets this season, and it doesn't stop at season. So I think as a program, program knowing that not only can we reach our goals, but we can continue them through the postseason. I think that would just be phenomenal for the program.